Your daily drive is a mix of news and music made for your commute.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Hackensack Meridian Health, who has immediate openings across a wide range of service areas to address COVID-19. Team member safety is a top priority. To join in this effort, go to hmhishiring.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. World Health officials are warning that patients who have recovered from COVID-19 aren't necessarily immune from getting it again. As NPR's Colin Dwyer reports, that could have a big impact on the next phase of the world's coronavirus response.
Some countries have been considering loosening up their lockdown measures on just the people who carry cards, showing that they've already recovered from the virus. But the proposal depends on a key idea, that patients develop an immunity from reinfection. In a recent scientific brief, the World Health Organization said that we shouldn't be so sure of that. The United Nations agency said that there is no evidence to support the notion that patients are safe from a second infection. And in fact, some countries have reported significant relapses. As a result, the group warned against issuing so-called immunity passports. They said the proposal could actually increase the risks of continued transmission. Colin Dwyer, NPR News.
Hair salons and other businesses in Georgia were open for a second day Saturday as the governor loosened restrictions designed to curb the growth of the virus. But the mayor of Savannah, Georgia, disagrees with that decision, saying the state hasn't yet flattened the curve.
We have chosen here in Savannah to keep the faith but follow the science. And the science does not support the governor's decision. We have not had a flattening over 4 days, much less 14 days.
A different view was expressed in Austin, Texas, Saturday. Hundreds of protesters, mostly not wearing masks, demanded that Governor Greg Abbott reopen businesses there more quickly. Protests have also been held in recent days in several other states. Surveys have found that most Americans support stay-at-home orders for now. Controlling inflation has been the main priority of the Federal Reserve and other central bankers for decades. But as Steve Beckner reports, the sharp economic downturn from the pandemic is raising another concern.
As the Fed vastly expanded money and credit, while the federal government did unprecedented deficit spending to support the economy, some warned inflation could take off once recovery comes. But for now, a different danger has been highlighted by the steep drop in oil prices. Barclays economist Michael Gapin says weak demand for goods and services, soaring unemployment, and wage cuts are shifting risks toward deflation. Falling prices might sound good, but that could reinforce recession as people delay spending in anticipation of lower prices. Debts become costlier to repay, and central bankers fear it will become even harder to stimulate the economy as interest rates plunge. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
This is NPR News from Washington. In London, a Downing Street spokeswoman says Prime Minister Boris Johnson will be back at work Monday after recovering from the coronavirus. His government has come under criticism for its handling of the response to COVID-19. Britain has had more than 20,000 deaths. Coronavirus is forcing many to cancel vacation plans in countries where tourism is a main source of revenue. Joanna Kakissis reports Portugal has come up with a novel plan to convince those tourists to delay rather than cancel their plans.
Wait. No rush.
This is a promotional video from a tour operator in Portugal.
We know you will come, and we are waiting for you.
It's an optimistic message for an uncertain time. Many tourists are canceling their summer trips because of the coronavirus, and now the Portuguese government is giving vouchers to tourists so they can delay vacations until the end of next year. Portugal does not want to lose their business, since more than 17% of the country's GDP comes from tourism. Tourists who have lost their jobs or can't make it to Portugal by 2022 can request a full refund. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis.
In the U.S., a federal appeals court Friday reinstated a California law requiring background checks for people buying ammunition. The court halted a lower court decision that had stopped the checks. That decision said they violate the rights of ammunition buyers under the Second Amendment.